Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome again. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're happy to have you and you wherever you might be. Thank God for you visiting with us today. Amen. And this new development we're going through. But thank God that God's going to break us through. Regardless of whatever the situation might be, wherever you might be. And we thank God for you. Call a friend and tell a friend, amen, that Doctrine of Truth is not only on the air, but we're on Facebook Live. Facebook Live. You can go to, amen, www.jciministries.org. We go to Facebook page and website and link up to Facebook. Amen. And you can find, amen, that we are there always at Sunday afternoon at 11:30. Also on Doctrine of Truth Blog Talk Radio. We're praying, Father, we thank you right now today for those that are listening, those that are viewing us as well. Oh, Lord, that you would touch their hearts and minds and souls and give them the rest, oh, God, that they're looking for. You said in your word, where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And, Lord, we thank you for being in the midst with us and caring for us and helping us. In the name of Jesus the Christ, oh, God, we bind, seal, and hand on every part because we're in agreement. We're in agreement according to your word. Not only that, you say, where two or three come together in your name, there you may be in the midst. And we thank you, Lord. You say you never leave us and you never forsake us. And we thank you for the victory you have given us throughout the world and throughout, oh God, until the end of the world. And we bless you in Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. God bless you again and thank you. Amen. As we begin to work in this new normal, all pastors, wherever they might be, pastors have a mandate from God, according to 1 Peter 5, 1 Peter the 5th chapter, and the 2nd verse, they feed the flock of God which is among you, take the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. God called men and pastors and bishops and many more to come in the area, amen, of feeding his flock spiritually, amen, giving the word of God. Because Jesus said, man shall not live by word, by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Amen. Then not only, amen, continue to work with the flock, amen, those that he put under his hand, Jesus, which is the chief shepherd, the senior bishop, amen, but we have to get things done, not only for the revival, amen, for the visions. Everything goes on the vision of the man of God. Every pastor, every minister, ministry have a vision, amen. Those of you and ministers out there, or the flock, or those of you in the ministry, amen, you are to follow the vision of the man of God, of the ministry. Amen. It will live on. Amen. God give it to you. He handed down to the pastor, then the pastor, the bishop, he handed down to the members of this flock. Amen. And just like Elijah, amen, when Elijah was getting ready to go, amen, he left Elisha, amen, a double portion of his anointing, amen, that he can carry on the work. So every man and woman of God, amen, you have a vision, amen. And when you pass it down and teach it down, amen, to those that, amen, will follow. We know, understand, amen, and Jesus knows and God knows that many will not follow, amen. But thank God for those that will. Amen. They found a blessed life. They found a blessed life. Amen. We are today, we have been discussing over the last two or three sessions, amen, under this this new environment. Paul said he learned whatever state he found himself in. Amen. He learned how to be abased and be abound. In other words, Paul said he learned how to adapt. So we have to learn how to adapt in this moment of time as we're going through these new changes. Amen. In our environment, in our life. Amen. Book of Moses talk about in the 90th Psalms, the Lord, help us to number our days. Help us to number our days that we may apply our heart unto wisdom. Amen. So we want to learn something. You want to learn something, and you will learn something, not only about yourself, about your environment, for those that are around you. Amen. You get a chance to think now and sit down and slow down. Amen. Get a chance to rest. Amen. Thank God you have a chance to rest. You have a chance, amen, now to eat properly for some. Think about what you don't need to do and what you thought you was able to do. Amen. Do a complete evaluation of your life. But you line it up with Jesus Christ. And that's the bottom line. While you're here, we're getting ready and preparing ourselves for Jesus Christ. We're not coming, amen, above or anything, amen, just to be a part of religion. Jesus is not a part of religion, amen. He came to give us a new life, a new life. So in Jesus Christ, amen, our whole endeavor to have eternal life and go back to heaven, amen. We know this world is falling down, going down, amen. We can see it daily. Amen. Now we are going through some changes right now. The whole world is caught up in this change. The whole world. Amen. The world been going through, amen, some portions of some Bibles just saying that they call it birth pains. Amen. Some call it birth pains. As the Matthew's 24, we're going to read a portion here. We've been discussing, amen, the end time. But we're looking at another approach to the end time, things that, amen, the normal, amen, cannot be seen, that you haven't recognized it is a part of the end time development. Let's say you have ants in your home, and you look around and you see ants, amen, you say, well, you know, that's one or two ants, you know, one or two ants running around the house, not knowing, amen, but the ants that have scouts going out. They're looking out, finding areas to find more food, to find more places to where they can build more houses. Amen. So you think, well, there's nothing to that. So as you begin to look around and hear about earthquakes and divers places, amen, earthquakes and islands and earthquakes in the upper part of the United States. Amen. So, well, you know, it's nothing to that. Amen. But the Bible speaks of earthquakes. In the 24th chapter of Matthew, it speaks of earthquakes. Amen. It speaks of, amen, walls and rumors of walls. Amen. It says earthquakes. Sometimes people say, well, the Bible didn't strictly say, amen, that word. But here the word, amen, Matthew 24, and 70 said, and the nation shall rise up against nations, kingdom against kingdoms, and they shall be phantoms. And they're discussing in the news about the shortage of food in the United States might be. Amen. But it's always been around in some areas a food shortage among the people all the time. The government giving out certain allowances, amen, for people to get food. But you thought never been to the extreme. Amen. Pestilence. Some Bible don't speak of pestilence. I'm saying, amen, danger, amen. But pestilence dealing with all type of danger, amen. Pestilence dealing with all type of danger and diseases, and going through the land and in the world. You can see diseases all over the world. Man trying to adapt, trying to adjust. But God speaks of this. God speaks of this. So those that don't want to believe the Bible, amen, and don't have no time for God, I think he's trying to get our attention. I think he's trying to get our attention, amen, that he's the one, he's the author, and finisher of our faith. He is the creator of all mankind. Amen. So as we begin to look today, we're talking about the new you, the new you. You know, when we get into dealing with new, the word new is unfamiliar places. Maybe you haven't been to, amen, Alaska, or those that live in Alaska maybe haven't been to Hawaii. Those that live in Hawaii never been to the islands. And it's a new and fresh environment. People speak different dialects and tones, and they dress different. Amen. So it's new to you. Amen. Some of you are going to different jobs, different careers. It is new. It's fresh. Amen. It's unknown, unfamiliar. Amen. So here, Christianity, to many, people don't like to be involved in anything, nothing they can't control. Amen. They're not familiar with. Amen. Are they trying to find someone else that can help them? And Jesus is the one. Jesus is the one. He's saying that, come with me, and I'll prepare not only a better place for you. He's working for a mansion. He had all these promises. Amen. He told us. And here we see that his word is true by the things that is happening in the world. His word is true. So it behooves you constantly to examine your translations. Amen. Who's writing his translations and examining the word of God according to what you see and hear, amen, developing in the world. You can see if the Bible is true, because the Bible is written for, amen, God's people, the one that want to walk upright, and even for the one that don't want to walk upright after they hear the word, after they hear what God has promised them. And you know what God is saying? He said, I have the victory, and I have the answer to all these situations. But it's just like love. Love does not wait until you run into something. Then love want to explain it to you. No, love warn you ahead of time. Love warn you and take you through and prepare you, amen, for these times. Time of the hurricane of Andrew, amen. Many of my friends and in the Lord and ministers was dreaming about ants. And we begin to talk, you know, it's good to have people, your surroundings, amen. You talk about God, you laugh about God. And you love to be, amen, who you are in Christ, not trying to be anybody else, amen. You learn that. So you surround yourself with people. Put them in your circle. And we begin to discuss with one another, say, you know, I dream about ants. And he said, you know, it's a coincidence, I dream about ants. Amen. So three or four begin to say, well, we know God is trying to speak to us and prepare us to do something. So we start saving and got the church together, and we find out somebody in the congregation was reading about ants. So that's a word from the Lord. We start storing up, and when the hurricane hit South Miami, we had food and things stored up to go down and help people, church people, anybody, water, bread, clothing, and all different type of toiletries. Amen. So when God had been speaking, amen, he always been speaking to us about this preparing. Amen. We don't know when it's going to happen. We don't know how it's going to happen. But the Lord been dealing with you about preparing yourself for the next event, preparing yourself for the next situation. God loves his people. And that's what love does. God loves to prepare you to be prepared. Amen. He doesn't want you to be out. Amen. If you do, he's still stir around. He's forgiving. He's forgiving God. Amen. He cares about you and all your activities because you represent him. You represent him. Amen. In the book of Corinthians, Paul is saying, in 2 Corinthians in the 17th verse, therefore, any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things becoming new. Amen. We have a little something here. Many of you, amen, might know, amen, about the caterpillar. caterpillars, you probably see them outside on your trees, on the houses. Little caterpillar, he walks along. He crawls along the grass. He's in trees. He eats leaves. Amen. He's always outside. Amen. Sometimes maybe he make it inside your house. I don't know. Amen. What part of the world you living in? Amen. But he's there. Amen. And after a while, he turns into a cocoon, and he began to, about 5 to 10 days, he began to turn himself into a wonderful butterfly, beautiful butterfly. Amen. How can something, amen, be so small, amen, crawling, and all of a sudden, amen, he's flying to a butterfly? God has said, amen, through his apostle Paul, that we all are like filthy rags. Amen. We were born in sin. Amen. And we're wrapped up in sin. And it takes Jesus Christ. He came to give us life. Amen. Not only that's why Jesus said that we must be born again. We must have another change. Amen. The spirit man. Amen. The caterpillar, he shed the outside man. He shed his outside shell. Amen. But out of him comes a new creature. Amen. A butterfly, beautiful. He's able to take to the air. Amen. And leave behind all the other parts of his life. Amen. God has given us a new life with the inside. Jesus said, 1 John, Apostle John, writing 1 John 4:4, that he that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. Apostle John was saying, amen, be careful for those of you that run into people, amen, they're saying that God does not come into a person's life. Amen. Be careful about those, and be careful about your surroundings, and be careful about people you meet, places you go. Amen. Because they want to take away what God has given you. God has given you the power. God has given you the authority. Amen. To fly away. To fly away. He's given you the inside. Amen. To be developed. Amen. Preparing yourself for a better world, a better place, and better people. So we are adjusting, those that are adjusting now. Amen. They are in this world. And you say, oh, the world is coming. Oh, this is a new normal. Christianity, amen. Jesus has given us, amen, an insight on why we should adjust our lifestyle. Because we have an enemy. We have an enemy. He wants to steal. He wants to kill, amen, your prosperity. He wants to take away, amen, what God has given you. Amen. There's a fallen angel. He doesn't like your image. He doesn't like what God has promised. And he's always instigating it. And, amen. And always creating situations to make you forget who you are and who you are. Amen. He wants you to feel that this world is your home. But once you come into Christ, amen, and understand the world is not your home. This world is not your home. This is not, amen. This is just a dressing up place. Amen. Just like the caterpillar, amen, on the inside, the butterfly will never go back to his old way. He will never go back and try to go back. Amen. To be a part, amen, of that life. He can't. It's corrupt. It's going back to the dust. Amen. So once we come into Christ, we begin to grow. We begin to find out things about God that we didn't know before. Because this is a growing way. This is a growing way. Amen. Old things are passing. It's passing. Amen. You might not like it. Amen. You don't have any problems with it. You can go right by the old place where you used to be. We used to hang out on Friday nights, Saturday nights. Amen. Maybe you go in the store and pass all the liquor bottles. Maybe you go to the store and pass all the cigarettes. Amen. All the slot machines, all the lottery machines. Amen. Maybe you go through and find all type of things that you can pass. Amen. But necessarily, you don't have the desire anymore because you overcome that. 1 John 4, and say, we have overcome them already. You have overcome them already. You're passing. You don't have that desire anymore. So it's not new to Christianity. It's not new, amen, to all of us, amen, that seeking God, it can be new because of the fact that we've been born, amen, from the inside. From the inside. So God began to take, amen. You know, the caterpillar himself, amen, taking 5 to 10 days, amen. When he go into, he wrap up in the cocoon, taking 5 to 10 days, he could starve out and dry up. But no, but he'd been eating on the food that he stored up in his body. And he'd be going through that change. When he finished up that change on the inside, then he come out. God knows he's training you and teaching you and developing you from the inside. It's good to have a good environment, being around the right people that know about this before, amen, you got involved. Before you get involved, and once you got involved, then you say, well, oh, okay, I'm glad I did get involved. Everybody that came to Christ understand they got involved. They thank God for it. And now they begin to realize, amen, there is a new struggle. There's a new struggle, and they can understand why many fall away. That's fall away, but they got to the side. They got discouraged. They begin to understand because, according to Paul in Romans, Paul said he find that in him, amen, when he desire to do good, evil is present. Paul find out, as long as he live in this body, amen, after a while, things begin become complicated. I say because of the fact you don't realize that, well, you know, if you don't come out from among those that you used to know before you came to Christ, amen, they can draw you down. They can give you the spirits, all kind of spirits of being disencouragement, negativity, jealousy, strife, backbiting. So they want you to come back to them. They want you to come back to their environment. So you find, amen, after you do develop and set up a new environment and new friends that talk like you and walk like you, amen, be involved in things and be testifying and saying to each other, you find out that still say, uh-oh. Amen. I still have to go to work with some, talk with some, I live next door to some. But nevertheless, you understand that God has given you the power. And you be thanking God. You feel better. You look better. You can sleep better. Amen. Because you begin to come out of your shell. Come out. Amen. You become to be the new person that God wants you to be. Amen. This is the song we just sang. Amen. God ain't through with me yet. No, you might be still working in your cocoons. Some right now, we want to get out. We want to go places. Why can't we go places? Wait, let's wait, let's wait. Take this time. Amen. Take this time. You are the new you. You are the new you. Amen. These are the times, amen, that you can examine what God has done for you and what God is going to do for you. Amen. To thank God. We're preparing for a better and a better place and a better time. Amen. Jesus has said many times, amen, that he come that we might have life and we might have it more abundantly. Amen. Remember, amen, while you're in this world, always remember, amen, that you are striving to go home and be with Jesus. Pay off. That's the time that, amen, that you're going to need to understand, amen, right now, amen. We got a better hope. We got a better hope. Our hope is in Christ. Our hope, we depended on his word, amen. So you become a new man in knowledge. Many times we need to have a renew our mind, Paul has said. Amen. We need to renew our mind in Colossians. Amen. Colossians, the third chapter. Amen. Dealing with knowledge. The more you know about God, the more, amen, you understand, because God is a God of knowledge. Amen. How did he make the, why would he make such an animal as a caterpillar? I don't know. I'm not going to try to understand that. Isaiah said that God's thoughts are not my thoughts. I'm not his thoughts. Amen. As the heaven is high above the earth, even so God's thoughts. He made the caterpillar. Amen. The caterpillar, amen, he works around the ground in the trees. And after he finished his work, he was changed to another animal. Amen. He changed to another creature that can fly. God going to give us wings that we can be caught up. Amen. According to Revelation, we're going to be judging this world. Read the book of Revelation, the 21st chapter. Amen. You can see, amen, God, the Bible is written so man cannot comprehend all these things and these thoughts and these plans. Amen. But you can see it's true. It's coming place. Amen. So Colossians 3:10 is talking about we need to renew our mind according to knowledge. According to knowledge. Spiritual, born again, John 3:7. Amen. Nicodemus didn't understand. Many don't people understand. Said, well, you know what? Amen. I was born. I went through the hospital. I got a birth certificate. Amen. We got pictures when I was a baby. But now I don't understand. Nicodemus said, I don't understand. I can be born again. Can I go the next time? My mother's womb? I can't. We're talking about a spiritual man, the inner man. Amen. And when God begins to give you that power, and you have the power, you have the inside, and you can pick up your phone and say, well, Holy Ghost, I need to talk to Jesus. Amen. I got a problem. I don't understand the scriptures pertaining to this. And you can always talk to him and get an answer. God will always give you an answer through his son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. He's a spirit. He is the one by you. He leads you. He guides you. Amen. And so many people talk down these religions. There's so many voices out there teaching and talking against the Spirit of God, but he is the one that's going to take you home with him, going to take you to heaven. That same Spirit that quickened Jesus' mortal body in Romans 6 will quicken your mortal body. Amen. He's your teacher. He's your tutor. Amen. He's your comforter. He'll be with you. He's over the church now. Amen. You wonder why people get happy when one. Some enjoy religious songs or they song because the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is in you. Amen. So he's a teacher. He's a guider. He's a leader. Amen. He gave you the ability, amen, to say, no, I'm going to try it. I'm going to keep on working it on it. I'm going to keep working on my problems. Amen. The spiritual warfare is the one that he helps you and guides you because you're always under attack mentally about what you should do and shouldn't do, amen, evaluating your life according to the world, the standards, and you forgetting about the standards that God wants you to be. God said he just wants you to separate yourself from the ungodliness that you know is wrong, but he just wants you to pick up a new environment, amen, and you'll be happier than you are now, than you are now. The new you, the new you. You are the new you. You're not going to change the outside, but the inside, you're changing. Amen. You're changing. Your spiritual appetite is changing. Amen. So stop fighting it. Amen. Just adjust to it. Amen. You can see now, amen, we all need, amen. Jesus sent his disciples out in twos. Amen. And even in the Godhead, there's the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. So Lord knows about families. Amen, about association. He wants us to fellowship. After we come involved in him, amen, we find a church home, amen, be involved in different families, relationships in Christ, amen, and be and go to church, listen to the word of God and the men of God and women of God, amen, and begin to put together amen, to unify understanding. Even now, the Lord is using these type of instruments, electronic instruments, amen, that you can be edified, amen, in the body of Christ, that you come to understanding that God loves you. Whatever means, the church is always on the cutting edge. No such thing that God church is behind. In the time of Noah, God spoke with a man called Noah. Amen. He instructed Noah. And God will always instruct his people through his Holy Spirit. Told Noah, I want you to build this ark. It's going to rain. The world looked at Noah and his family. They laughed at him. They pointed at him. They parted many times. They came up and had picnics every day watching Noah and his family, amen, heckling at them. And he was building the ark. They began to see it develop day after day, years after years, amen. And time goes on, amen. After a while, they begin to see something strange, like a Super Bowl. All the different animals, the things going into the ark. So what this man doing? What is? Why he got these animals going into the ark? Amen. This crazy looking ship. Amen. Amen. So now, over the years and time, then all of a sudden, God closed the ark. And then people began to worry. Power was that. What is happening here? Amen. God closed it. And those that were sitting back thinking and pointing and beginning serious, say, oh, we thought we can get in any time. Let me go knock on the ark. Bring me and my children, my cousins, my relatives. And they found out Noah can't open the ark. Noah can't open the ark. Jesus said in the last days, in the days of Noah and Lot, so shall it be. Amen. To be married and given in marriages. Amen. Until the Son of Man come back. Nobody knows when God is coming. Matthew 24. Amen. Nobody knows. Amen. Amen. When the Lord, the angels in heaven don't know. Amen. When God is coming. Thing you can be assured of that he loves you, he cares for you, and he watching over you. Amen. He said, well, it's a long story. I hear it all the time. You have to. Every Sunday, somewhere you should go and get the word of God. Like you go to the service station and fill up your car. Because every Sunday during the word of the week, you have all kind of voices, all kind of teaching going on. You got to be careful who bringing the teaching, who bringing the voices. Amen. Because you might lose your hope, lose your trust in God. This time, amen, you should really, amen, like Matthew says, Proverbs said, iron sharpening iron. Amen. That's what we're doing now, encouraging one another and giving one another encouragement. Amen. Build your personal relationship with God. Be home. Sometimes we can't assemble. Amen. One of the commandments of God told us, Jesus told us, the apostles, to assemble yourself together. Sometimes you cannot assemble. Those that went through fires and hurricanes and floods, amen, they're not able to assemble. The churches are torn down. The homes are torn down. Amen, burnt down. Amen. But you can have a personal relationship with God because he's on the inside, his son Jesus Christ through his Holy Spirit. He said, I never leave you. I never forsake you. He always giving you courage or somebody to encourage you. Amen. If somebody come along and help you, amen. So what he does, amen, you get your Bible, amen, you get up in the morning and put a little note. Now put a little note, because you know you got to renew the mind, put a little note, amen. It says that, you know, did you read this morning? Did you say a prayer this morning? Put it on the bathroom door, put your Bible by your bed. So get up in the morning, pray. You do get a chance to pray, then read your Bible. Amen. Then go out about your day. Then during the time of the day, amen, put a little note about saying prayer. Amen. Send a little short prayer. Or read a little scripture somewhere. Amen. Maybe if you have to on the job, they don't lie. Maybe you have to go in the bathroom or go on your break somewhere. Amen. Listen to a little tape or something. Amen. Keep your mind on him. God said, and through his major prophet Isaiah, you keep me in perfect peace, Philippians 4 say, think on these things. Amen. Whatever just, whatever's honest, whatever good report. Amen. Think on these things. And talk to the Lord about it. Talk to the Lord about it whenever you get a chance. Amen. Do it. And the way you begin your day, that's the way you end your day. Amen. You're going to find a great relief. Amen. In your spirit, in your mind, you're not a loser. You're not a loser. The enemy wants you to think you're a loser. Because the devil does not want you. This is a secret now. The devil does not want you to know that he's around, that he's working, amen, against you in your behalf. Amen. Once he find out that you know about what's going on, he'll flee you. Because that's the way enemy works. He doesn't want you to know. He doesn't want you to confront him face to face. Because because that means you know who he is, and that he knows that you have the power to rebuke him and come against him and quote the word against him. He knows he's a failure. So he doesn't want to. He wants you to have friends and families and relatives, people to think that you are wrong, that you are the problem. But no, you're the solution. You're the solution. You're the answer. But he doesn't want you to think that. He doesn't want you to think that, you know, you're the problem. I want you to know that, oh, this is your fault. This is your situation. No, but you have to understand, God knows that you have the power. You have the solution. Get two or three people come together. Amen. Now it's time for networking. It's time for networking. Amen. God's people. Amen. It doesn't matter. God is doing a new thing. He's crossing denominational lines. He's crossing traditional situations. Amen. It's not what they used to be. Amen. God is doing it. Amen. He's bringing forth the church to the whole world. He's getting everybody attention. Let them know this problem is beyond these little small gods, these little horoscopes, these birthmark gods, and amen. All these gods, the trinkets and things, trees and rocks, they can't talk. Amen. God, the creator of all mankind, amen, has the power. And man began to look now, you know, deep inside of him, amen. They thought things was the answer. They found out things not the answer. Material things are not the answer. Amen. They thought, well, money is the answer. But if you don't have nothing to exchange with someone, it's not the answer. Amen. The answer is on the inside of you. You need God. You need God. You need Christ. You need Christ in your life. You need Jesus in your life. Amen. It is not, amen, a weakness. It's power. Amen. It's the authority. You don't have to go to the witchcraft workers. Amen. You don't have to be involved in witches and all these different things because God made the witch. Amen. God made all the fallen angels, and they the one got those doctors and witchcraft always working for them, but God made them. The Bible tells us in the book of Mark, in 16 chapters, that these are the signs of those that believe. They can lay hands on the sick. Amen. They can cast out devils. Amen. They can cast them out, rebuke them. Amen. James said if you resist the devil, he'll pack his bags and he'll flee. You ever seen a fleeing person? Amen. The devil is supposed to flee from you. Amen. If you just say no, hang up, no, hello, I don't need you. Who told you to come around? I ain't got time for this. Amen. They go, shoo, he take off. James said he'll flee. He runs around, he looks around for seeing somebody he can deceive, he can lie to. Amen. If he can lie to them and they say, oh, that's right, you're right. Amen. Then when somebody come up and say, listen, now, you know, that person's a liar. That's not true. 1 John 4th chapter, amen, he said, try the spirit and see whether or not it's of God. There are so many spirits out there. Headache spirit, fear, amen, jealousy, backbiting, all type of spirits. Sickness is a spirit. Amen. The devil brings spirits. These are things of the human body. Amen. We're just like a sponge. We need, amen, we need a God in our life. So we're neutral. We'll go to the right or we'll go to the left. Whatever the strongest voice we decide, because God has given us a free will. Amen. Keep your free will. Amen. Keep your, don't let nobody take your determination, motivation from you. Amen. When you begin to let your motivation, determination leave you, amen, you don't have the free will anymore. Amen. Determination anymore. Amen. That's what the enemy is looking for. He can come along and sweep you up. But if you can stand fast, unmovable, always abounding in the word of God, amen, God will tell you, and you can say, no, I don't have time right now. Amen. But let me call you back, and I hang up. You know, I call you. You don't call me. I call you. You ever heard of that before? I call you, call me. Amen. So what? You are the new you. You are the new you. You are the new you. You, amen. God has blessed you and given you time. Say, well, I should be leaving here. Why shouldn't I be leaving here, God? Leave me among all these people, all these problems, because you don't realize God has given you the power. Once you realize, amen, that you got money in the bank, once you realize that you got a jet, once you realize you can fly away, amen, you can say, well, you know, whenever God come, I'm ready. But the devil don't want you to believe that. He doesn't want you to believe that. Amen. He doesn't want you to realize that you have a new heaven and a new earth getting prepared you for. Amen. He wants you to feel that everything down here is all you have. No, I'm sorry, you have another citizenship. Amen. It's under the blood of Jesus. Amen. You have a mansion and a home. And one thing of reality about this, you can just talk and pray to Christ. Amen. Those that, amen, just want to accept Christ, maybe you have, maybe you haven't, maybe you just want to renew yourself in Christ, constantly pray and ask God, Lord, forgive me of my sins. Amen. And God, come back in my life and go somewhere and be baptized in water. Amen. Be baptized in water. That's your spiritual grave under Romans 6. Amen. That'll give you the assurance of the natural man. Amen. Your convictions and your confessions is dealing with the inner man. Amen. You'll be surprised. Amen. The newness you begin to feel. Then now your next step, we call part two. Amen. It's what we're dealing with now. Amen. Learning how to activate, amen, that heavenly credit card you got. Learn how to activate the card. Amen. You and Jesus, amen. Matthew 7:7 says, seek and you'll find. Knock and the door be opened. Amen. You're a great researcher. Amen. You research problem, research situation. All you just need is more information and be assured that God loves you and he cares for you. Amen. Those of you, amen, be listening to us from Blog Talk Radio from time to time. We will receive texts on maybe Wednesday nights. Amen. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/doctrine of truth. Amen. Be a part of the broadcast. Or, amen, join us again from here to go to Facebook. Amen. And YouTube page. Amen. JCIMinistries.org. Amen. www.jciministries.org. And as well, if you'd like to go down to the bottom of the page, a donation, amen, you can go down to the bottom of our page as well. But we thank God for you, amen, as you continue to spread the word, or either just put us, continue in your prayer. Father, we thank you, God, for those that are listening today. We know it was no mistake. And Lord, we ask you to bless them and touch them, oh God, and create the, give them to know that God loved them and God cared for them. In Jesus the Christ, we pray. Until next time, God bless you. Till next Sunday, amen. Be safe. Be safe. Be safe. In Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.